Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. There's Hashem. We're learning Peli Yoitz and Shema 255. It will be our last share on the topic of a ger. Before we begin the next topic of Godol, of greatness, to conclude the topic of ger, the sojourner, and we've been discussing also the actual convert, the Peli Yoitz now turns his attention a little about the traveler, where it's a very, very practical, topic here. And he says, included in the mitzvah of a chlal mitzvahs avas agerim, in regards to the mitzvah of loving the gerim, which we said there are 36 times in the Torah that talks about gerim, to love them, to help them. Lazor l'sageya l'ish ha-noideid mimekoimoy is also included to assist and to help and support a person who is wandering from his home, is traveling around for whatever reason. V'ger be'eretz nachriya. And he's a ger, he's a guest, he's a stranger in a foreign land. Someone comes to shul. You know, in some shuls, it's quite obvious where the sitter is, where the chumash is. Some shuls, you know, you look around, like, I guess everybody knows something by heart over here. You don't know where the sitter is. Right? Some shuls, it's very easy. You know, you see on the right, you see on the left, you go in. Some shuls, you got to make a right turn, a round turn, and go around here. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. You don't know, it's not so easy. Right here, so you see, when a person comes into a shul, and you turn around, and you recognize someone who you don't recognize. So, oh, who's this? And you go over to him. And you say, welcome. Are you looking for a sitter? Here, please take mine. It's Shabbos. Looking for a chumash. Please take mine. Show me where it is. These little acts of chesed is what the Peli Yoitz is talking about. That's also another topic under this category called a ger. He's traveling around, giving directions to someone, directions that are good directions. Not incorrect directions. Good directions is a tremendous, tremendous chesed. Tremendous chesed. And he's not necessarily talking about the convert, talking about any and every single person who finds himself displaced, unsure. He doesn't know what the story is. Helping whatever the situation. I just gave example about a sitter or a chumash. Person comes from out of town. Helping, giving him some food. Inviting him to your house. Showing him where the store is. Making him a breakfast. He says a person who you don't recognize, no one knows who he is, and his spirits are down. Sometimes you can read a person's facial expression. Sometimes you see a person just lost. He's broken, his heart is broken, he's defeated. Roy lerachem olav lekarvoy. It behooves us to be compassionate on that person. That's what we're learning about over here in Ois Gimel, about a ger. And to be his friend, making him feel comfortable. And support him in any way possible. Says the Peli Yoitz, and in such a way of reaching out to this individual, this is how a person fulfills this great mitzvah. You know, when I first moved to this community, I davened at a certain shul. I'm not going to say names now. And I noticed it was the oldest man of the shul who had his antennas opened up, looking around, And when any person, anyone ever needed a seat, he was the one. I just came to this town, and I always found it interesting. He was looking for chesed, looking for the opportunity. An 80-year-old plus man, always looking to bring chairs to other people.
Age, not old.
No, you're not old at all. We got the recorder going. Right? He was the oldest in shul. It was remarkable. You go to a situation like that, you feel comfortable around people like this. Unfortunately, the other situations, and it's not like that. Lo yaleinu, we shouldn't hear those stories where a person goes to a shul and someone says, "That's my seat." Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Unfortunately, I've heard it. I've witnessed those scenarios also, unfortunately. I want to share with you what the Pel Yoyd says himself. This is not my invention of what I'm about to share with you. This is the words of the Pel Yoyds. Uveyoyser yigdel ha-mitzvah hazois. And this mitzvah is even greater. Ready for this now? Al Ashkenazi ha-hoylech ben asfardim, oy sfardi ben ashkenazim v'chadoyma. When you have a person who is from Ashkenaz descent going to daven, to be, live, to be around Sfardim, and vice versa. He says, and if you want to put in there Hasidim and whatever, whatever sect of Judaism, one who is out of his regular confines, and he's now amongst a different place, that's when we come to fulfill this mitzvah, this obligation of chesed. When the person might have long, twirly payas, might have darker or lighter skin color than us, might wear a different type of hat or no hat, a different type of yarmulke or no yarmulke. That's when we have this mitzvah of reaching out to the person. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Imagine a person who is religious and gets a warm welcome. Imagine a person who is not religious, but he has a yarmulke on his head, and you think he is religious, and unfortunately he does not get a warm welcome into a community, into a shul. And then someone says to him, Why, you know, because he's not religious, right? In this example, someone says to him, "Why don't you maybe come join us, the daven, in the synagogue? You know what happened last time I went there? People don't want to say hello. You can't greet someone. I'll tell you what happened to me. I go to sit down, and someone tells me, 'You're sitting in my seat.' You know how embarrassed I was? Now let's just pause. I'm giving you a mashal." But these things happen. We all know this happens. That's why I'm telling you this story in this mashal. It chases a person away. There's a shul I've been to. They have shtenders, and there's a nameplate on the shtender. It says, "For you, our guest." How beautiful is that? A shtender, not just a seat. The shtender that you put on the table. Because people come into a shul, you don't know where to sit. I always, whenever I come to a shul by a certain minute, I always look at the gav. I ask him, you know, I don't want to sit in person's seat. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. But sometimes you can't find the gav. You don't know the gav. You come in and you have shtenders. This shtender is for you, our guest. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that beautiful? We just had in the parasha a few weeks ago, Parashas Miketz, "Ki kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu." We're all the children of Ish Echad, that was referring to Yaakov Avinu, we're all one. No matter what the external appearance is, we're all one. Kel Echad Lekulanu. It's not Yaakov Avinu in our situation, it's all with children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kel Echad says the Peloyoitz Lekulanu, of Echad Lekulanu, Taira Achas, Mishpat Echad, whether we're Sfardi, Ashkenazi, Yeki, Hasidish, whatever color, Yarmulke, Kel Echad, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one Ribbono Shel Olam. Chalila la'asos shum chiluk, heaven forbid, to make any difference, the slightest divide between people. Adarabba, says the Peloyoitz in conclusion of this very extremely important topic, Rabbi Yisai, what's the number one reason why we don't have the base of Mikdash? Sinas Chinam, Marin Yuma Daftas? Sinas Chinam. Is this not a case of Sinas Chinam if we don't do what the Peloyoitz is saying? Adarabba, Yigdol Hachiyuv Lirachim Lesayeya Lemishu Meloshin Acher. There's a tremendous obligation, and I skipped a little of what he says here. And he's discussing a lot between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. And unfortunately, in some places, there's a big divide. And I'll tell you personally. A few years ago, I would daven Friday night downstairs by the Sfardim Union. I loved it. Then they asked me if I could speak in between Mincha Maariv Friday night. Okay. That's nice also. Shabbos Kodesh. Different minug. I davened with my regular Ashkenazi sitter. I loved it. Things change in the community as I daven different place Friday night, but this is before COVID. And then someone tells me that he lives in a certain place. Sometimes he davens by the Sfardim, sometimes they're... I'm thinking like, why do you even mention that? Like, we're all the same. Like the way he said it, like it's like there are Jews here, and there's also another type of a Jew. A Jew is a Jew. What does that mean? But then I realized what he was talking about. That in the location where he lives, unfortunately, it's not looked like that. It's like the Peloyoitz is telling us. That there is unfortunate division. And we have to realize, Kulonu Ish Echad. Kel echad l'kulanu, av echad l'kulanu, Taira achas l'kulanu, mishpat echad l'kulanu. And this, he concludes, mitam mitzvahs avas ager, is a tremendous chiv and obligation for us to reach out to each other. Avas ager, to love the convert, as we've been discussing, it doesn't just mean the person who was not Jewish and now became Jewish. It means any single person who might find himself in a place, he might feel uncomfortable. You reach out to that person. In conclusion, Mahamirachim, one who has compassion, one who has concern for another Yid, Mirachim in Olam in the Shemaim. Hashem says, you're taking care of my child. I'm going to take care of you. Yishalam Hashem lo isa atoy v'shivasayim. Hashem will repay the person sevenfold good as well. As I finish these words, I'm going to share with you a little story, which I've said it numerous times in the past, but it just popped into my head, and I'm going to say it to you again now. And for those who never heard it, so for you it's the first time. This goes back around 20 plus years ago. I'm washing my hands by the sink in yeshiva in the summertime. Take out the paper towels and dry my hands from the machine of the box over there. And I see a fellow, an older person to my right, way over 80. That was a joke. Right? And he is looking for paper towels. And the dispenser that he's looking at is empty. So you're not doing the Einstein to figure out what he's doing, looking for. So I took out some paper towels. I handed him some. Says to me, "Do you know what you just did?" So I'm thinking, well, no. I realized he was rhetorical. I mean, I know what I did. He knows what I did. He says to me, "If somebody would do something kind for my grandchild, I love that person. You're taking care of my grandchild?" He went to the grandchild. He went right away. I don't know if he said the child. He was referring to his grandchildren. "If I see someone helping my little grandchildren, I now love that person," he says to me. "You care about them. I care about you." He says to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking down in the Shemayim, and he sees you notice someone needed paper towels. And he gave him the paper towels. You know what Hashem says? "I love you." This is what he tells me. It's beautiful. I asked him, I said, "Are you a Talmud of Rav Avigdor Miller?" He says, No. "I'm a Talmud of Shloima Hyman, one of the Rishivas in Torah Vadas." Many, many more years before Rav Avigdor Miller. Like I told you, he was not a youngster. And this is the message of Yisrael. Come rachim al abriya yismrachalav in the Shemayim. And it's the emes. This mice is emes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on us. He says, "You're taking care of my child. Whether they look like you, whether they don't look like you." Hashem says, "I'm going to take care of you." We should all be zoiche to run after the opportunities of chesed, of avas chinam. And yes, we will conclude this topic, and we should be zoiche with our actions of avas chinam, avas chesed, that it should be zoiche through our actions to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.